What's up, guys? On today's episode, I am talking about my great CRM experiment. We're talking Infusionsoft, ClickFunnels, and ActiveCampaign. So buckle up, because we are going for a CRM ride. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. All right, guys, let's get nerdy and let's talk CRMs. CRM is a customer relationship manager. I believe that's what the acronym stands for. Basically, what it is the software or tool that lets you email your list and keep track of what's going on with the people on your list. So depending on the kind of business that you have, sometimes all you need to do is just be able to email people. Sometimes if you have like a really long in-depth sales process, or you can sell multiple things to the same customer and they have multiple different contacts, depending on what your sales process looks like, sometimes you need to have a CRM that can do a whole bunch of automation and keep track of your entire sales process as you go through. And so I'm sure that with where you're at in your business right now, you already know this and you already are using a system and in love with it. Because I came from a tech background and have always played with these kinds of things. It's something that I'm constantly testing and playing with, right? So it's not necessarily something I recommend because it can be expensive and it's kind of very technical. So unless you're a super nerd, I wouldn't recommend switching platforms a whole lot of times like we have done. But because we have changed up platforms and tested different things out, people are always asking about the tools, right? So I would just want to share our experience and what we have found over our recent tests that we just did. So I'm calling this my CRM experiment. So where we started, let me just give you a little bit of a preview, rewind, is way, way back when I very first started the business, I started off with MailChimp. And that's literally all I needed because I didn't even have a list and I wasn't really doing anything with it. So MailChimp, easy, cheap, very simple to send stuff out. All I had to do was keep track of my list. No problem. Okay, once I actually started running like a real legit business and I needed to have more trackable information, and along that time, it's been about 8-ish years ago, I got introduced to Infusionsoft. So I know that Infusionsoft is now known as Keep or Confusionsoft, depending on where you sit in the digital arena. But there are some really great things about Infusionsoft. I moved everything over for my business into Infusionsoft. We still have notes in there from 8 years ago when we first started. It really does work well. Now, we also started to notice that we were getting a drop in deliverability rates. And this was, I'm gonna fast forward. So we used it for about 4 years. Yeah, I think it was about 4 years ago. So about 5 years ago is when ClickFunnels kind of came on the scenes. And being right here in my backyard, because I'm in Boise, ClickFunnels is based right here in Boise. And I was like, all right, let's see what's going on with this company, because it sounds pretty interesting. So I dove in and loved the community. So that's why I am still involved with ClickFunnels. So as I started learning more about ClickFunnels software, I'm like, ooh, this is pretty cool. They've got some stuff coming out that could really knock the socks off of Infusionsoft. That was a mouthful. I'm not gonna try to say it again, but That was the whole point. At that point in time, ClickFunnels was going up against Infusionsoft. They wanted to beat Infusionsoft. So they came out with a new tool called Actionetics. So Actionetics is pretty cool. It's another way of automating things, sending out emails. You can automate processes between the steps of the funnels where people are going, tag them out so that you can segment your list out, those kinds of things. Some really cool stuff. And so what we did here about 4 years ago was, as an experiment, we said, all right, what can we do in Infusionsoft that we cannot do in ClickFunnels? So we actually started taking test projects for ourselves or for our clients, and we would literally kind of build them out in both platforms and go, all right, how does it work here? How does it work here? So that we could understand exactly where any hiccups might be or where downfalls might be, any of those things. So we played with it and found, for the most part, that Actionetics really did measure up to largely most of the things that you could do in Infusionsoft. And for the average user, most people were not using Infusionsoft to the full capacity. So most people were only using about, I don't know, maybe I would say 30 to 60% of the software. And that's really all they needed to run their business and to keep it not complicated. So that's perfect. So we said, okay, this is pretty cool. We can actually be on board with ClickFunnels. So we actually dove in and started getting involved in ClickFunnels work. That's how we're able to help out customers. And because we had done Infusionsoft, we did a lot of sort of bridging the gap between ClickFunnels and Infusionsoft, making them work together. ClickFunnels definitely has the sales process nailed. Infusionsoft had more of the back-end follow-up process nailed. With Actionetics, we were able to kind of balance some of that out for people that just wanted to use ClickFunnels. I know this is getting super nerdy here. I'm sorry, just hold with me because it is kind of a fun journey, even if all you understand is, hey, we started with Infusionsoft and then we tested ClickFunnels. That's okay. All right, so then we ended up moving all of our business emails from Infusionsoft over to ClickFunnels because we wanted to see if we could get an increase in our open rates and our click-through rates, but really our click-through rates are coming from the content, has very little to do with the actual software itself. What we were looking at was deliverability and open rates. So we did an experiment. We moved all of our contacts into ClickFunnels and redid a whole bunch of our sequences and started sending our emails out of ClickFunnels. And what we saw initially was a spike in deliverability rates, which is counterintuitive to what a lot of other people had said at the time. Now, there are a couple things that I think could be part of that. One, we did not have a list of 100,000 people. Our list was much smaller. So our target range was probably a lot different than another company that may have had like 100,000 people on their list. But for us, when we moved it over, it did raise our deliverability rates. And we said, okay, that's pretty cool. And our open rates, which largely have to do with your subject line, and very little with the actual software. But our open rates did go up as well. And I think that was just because we were getting more deliverability. So we ran with ClickFunnels sending our emails out through Actionetics for several years. Now, in that time, ClickFunnels overcame Infusionsoft and dominated and said, okay, that's awesome. Now we're gonna move on to the next step. So they were continuing their progression, which was great. In that progression, Russell and ClickFunnels decided that they really wanted to focus on being the funnel company. Like they just wanted to focus on doing one thing and doing it well, which cannot fault them there at all. That totally makes sense because that's what we're all trying to do is niche down anyway and be really, really good at that one thing that we become known for. So about a year ago or less than a year ago, I think, ClickFunnels did announce that they would be no longer supporting or like continuing to build up Actionetics. And I remember, so one of the programs that I am in as part of my business development is I joined Steve Larson's program, OfferLab. And if you don't know anything about Steve Larson, go look him up. If you don't know anything about OfferLab or his main conference, OfferMind, go look it up. It is absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that as like a true plug because guy knows what he's talking about, right? So I joined Steve's OfferLab program and we were at one of the OfferLab events. And I remember I was talking to his right-hand guy, Austin. And I'm like, Austin, sometimes in ClickFunnels, we're having some issues with Actionetics and this and the SMTP and blah, 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 super nerdy talk. I won't tell you the entire conversation, but basically I was like, so we've ran into this a few times in ClickFunnels. Have you seen the same thing? And he looks at me and he says, you're still using ClickFunnels to send out your emails? And I'm like, huh. Not anymore. So what has happened in that time is there's a lot of players that said, okay, ClickFunnels is no longer going to be building and supporting Actionetics. So we are going to move our emails to a different place. Now, I had discovered along the way and in our testing and things like that, that a lot of the problems that people had been having with Actionetics were actually user errors. The system itself is a little confusing. So there's a lot of different places you can do your settings. And sometimes people would mistakenly not make the setting correct or not understand that they had to go change a setting in here. So because we had come from Infusionsoft, which is much more complicated, doing things in Actionetics for us was very easy. But we realized that a lot of times when people are like, oh, Actionetics is buggy, it doesn't work. That was because largely, like 90% of the time, it was largely because of a user error in the way it was set up. So we hadn't been having any problems running it. And I knew that ClickFunnels had said, hey, we're no longer going to be building this up or supporting this. And I'm like, that's okay. Our stuff is running just fine. And we had increased rates and like, we're good. But after that conversation with Austin at OfferLab, I said, okay, maybe we need to look at switching this. So that's when I said, hey, let's really pay attention to the great CRM experiment, which at this point has been going on for years. But I said, all right, let's hardcore really look at this, right? So at that point, we actually moved our entire list, we copied our list over to ActiveCampaign. And we set everything up in ActiveCampaign and started sending from there. And at first it was really, really great. We did start to go back and forth between ClickFunnels and ActiveCampaign. And we would send, because like I said, a lot of it can come down to your content as well. So we went back and we would send like this email from ClickFunnels and this one from ActiveCampaign. And we say, how did they perform? We know that it's different content, so it's going to be still not apples to apples. However, how are we doing in terms of like our consistent newsletter and open rates and deliverability rates? What's happening? And what we found is that ActiveCampaign started to outperform ClickFunnels at first. So we moved everything into ActiveCampaign. And then we were running with that for several months. And we're like, all right, this really feels like it's working pretty well. So stick with it. And then all of a sudden our deliverability rate started to completely tank. And we're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So it turns out that was a user error on our end. We had super nerdy stuff. We had all of our DKIM and SPF settings behind the scenes, like all the stuff that says to our domain that says this domain is allowed to send emails through this software. We had had all that stuff set up for ClickFunnels and Infusionsoft, but we had not gone back and added in ActiveCampaign. So at first our emails went out and they were great. And then our deliverability started tanking and we hadn't noticed it. We should have noticed it much earlier, but we were not paying attention to our numbers, which is a mortal sin. Don't do it. Pay attention to your numbers. So for a few months, we ran with really bad deliverability rates because we weren't watching our numbers. We thought, oh, we got this nailed. We moved it from here over to ActiveCampaign. Like, we're all good. Nope. So, not ActiveCampaign's fault. We went and updated our settings and said, okay, let's run with these for a little while. It did improve our deliverability and really started to do well. Then I started to look at costs. So this is another part of comparing your CRMs. So at this point, we still have an Infusionsoft account because I am still a certified partner with Infusionsoft. And I have a grandfathered account from way, way back that has a ton of contacts and a ton of users and all these things, right? And I don't have to pay a whole lot for it. So I'm looking at that and I'm looking at ActiveCampaign and I'm like, okay, when our list crosses this threshold in terms of size of our list, our costs for ActiveCampaign are gonna be almost double what we're paying on Infusionsoft. So I'm like, okay, let's look at this. Let's see, can we match these same deliverability rates back to Infusionsoft, back where we started like 8 years ago? But this is the game. So we did some more tests. We took some of our emails, we copied all of our people over to Infusionsoft, and we ran some tests. And what we found is that our deliverability from Infusionsoft did not change from our deliverability after we fixed it on ActiveCampaign. We seemed to be about the same. And our open rates were about the same. Hopefully they're gonna get better, because I'm really working on creating some engaging, eye-catching hooks in the subject lines. But in terms of deliverability, we were able to move everything back and it really didn't affect our numbers. So I guess what I wanna say is, a lot of times people ask me, what CRM do you use, or what do you use for sending out your email? And the thing is, really the best answer is, whatever is going to serve you best in terms of pricing, in terms of the amount of data that you want to keep track of for your customers, in terms of how big your list is, and like what that cost looks like, how long it takes to send your emails, your user experience, how easy is it for you to build things inside of those softwares, and to send out your emails, and reporting. So how good is the software? Are your emails getting where they're supposed to be going? And watching those numbers, paying attention to those numbers. Do not forget the numbers. They are so, so important. Go listen to the episode with Miss Holly Homer. We talk about all the numbers. So it is very important to watch those and track what's happening with your delivers and with your opens and with your clicks. And then ultimately you're going to be tracking when people are coming through from your emails and you're sending something to sell. What are your conversion rates? And are they better off of this email or this one? If you have a nurture sequence, which ones are getting opened? Which ones are getting clicked? Which ones are people dropping off at? These are all things that are, the data is so much more important than the tool. It so is. And you won't know that unless you're paying attention to your numbers. So when it comes to the actual software tool, you guys, with CRMs, depending on how much data you're moving around, they can be kind of a pain in the butt to move things around, but it doesn't have to be that difficult, and you can run a test sampling. So just pay attention. How easy is it for you? What's it gonna cost? What's it like for your list? And that is gonna be the best metric for you to know which CRM to use for you. I just wanted to share our little CRM experiment and see if anything in there helps anybody. And hopefully you have a CRM that is working for you and doing what it's supposed to be doing and getting your message in front of your leads and your prospects and customers and clients. That's really what we need this software to do for you. All right, if you want more tools like this and you wanna see some of the emails that we are sending out, because they are getting pretty juicy, I will say myself. But if you wanna get on that list, go join the content toolbox. You can get right onto our newsletter list there. We send out newsletters each week highlighting the episodes that we're doing on the podcast. And don't forget, all of our guests are giving us amazing free resources that we are including in the actual content toolbox area. So all you have to do, just go give us your email. We're going to put you on the awesome list and you're going to have access to every single one of those amazing free resource tools that are in there. And you can follow along as we continue this journey and see how we are doing with our CRM. I'd love to hear what you're using, and if you're running into any questions or any revelations that you have seen, if you have done any moving around of software tools. So drop me a line, let me know. So you guys know, I do actually read all of these comments. Really, really looking forward to it. Take a picture, put it on social media, and let me know that you're listening. Thanks so much, you guys. Catch you on the next episode.